we found something to be in common with mortgage companies. And it didn't matter if they were a small company with less than five sales associates, or they covered most of the country as a national mortgage vendor, calling upon realtors. And the one thing we found in common is the leadership team, the management, wants their loan officers to go meet with two realtors per week. It's about 100 realtors per year is the magic formula. However, you ask the loan officers, when I meet two people, in fact, I've asked this question, tell me about the realtors you met 3 weeks ago. What are you doing with them 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? You don't even know their names. Why are you bothering with these hit and run meetings with realtors where you're sharing a cup of coffee or whatever the case at Starbucks or something like that? And you're casting the vision about how great you are and that I could do in-house deals. And I, as a loan officer, I get things done on time, all these different things. And the realtor politely, like this picture you're looking at right here, sits and listens to you. And while you pontificate, no offense, because maybe that's not you, but enough loan officers pontificate why the agent should refer them business as if the realtor has never heard it before. My encouragement would be stop meeting two realtors per week. Let's start meeting about 20 or so over the next X amount of weeks, a few months. Build your dream team. Start spending more quality time with a few realtors who will be loyal because of the things about you are extraordinary, and it's got nothing to do with mortgages. It's about relationships. How do you get somebody when you're dating, back in the day when you were dating, if you are right now, to like you? Was it to talk about you or talk about them? You just imagine you went on a date and you said, let me tell you about me. Me, 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 me. I could do this. I can do that. And I'd like to see you again. Wait, I got more. I could do this and I could do that. And the other person sits there politely, like you see here in this picture. And the person just is nice and says, you know what? Oh, sure, we can go out again. Or loan officer, you could touch base with me again. But they don't want to hear from you. And you never hear from them. Why? Because you're out chasing something else next week. You didn't even follow up. And if you did, you followed up with why they should use you. Let's discover, if the LOs are from Mars, realtors are from Venus, what drives Venus? It isn't the loan programs. It's transaction management issues. It's lead conversion and lead generation. You unpack those three major categories and understand the mega producer, the mid-level, and the moderate all have different issues with all three of those parts of our business. Again, lead conversion, lead generation, specifically prospecting, marketing, and networking, and then transaction management. Those are the things that keep realtors up at night. Those are the challenges. If you have some insight to them and have the questions, you won't have the answers, but if you have the questions, you're going to find the agents will keep coming back to you for insight. In any case, let's stop trying to meet two realtors per week. Let's focus on a smaller number and understand how to do effective follow-up to build that relationship.